This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and our message for this session is a message that was first published in January of the year 2020. This happens to be April of 2024, so that's a little over 4 years ago. And the reason why I'm giving you these dates is because from the time that this message was published, there were certain people, places, events, or incidents that occurred that were relevant back then, which may or may not be relevant today. And if that's the case, if I mention one of them in reading this tract, I will try to give you a heads up on it. However, as I always say, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, however, His Word is relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never changes, and it's always relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and adjust your lives accordingly. Now, the subject scripture for this message is taken from Psalms number 128, verses 1 and 2. And this, as I said, is for January of the year 2020. And we will find these words recorded. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. The title of this message, Are You Really Being Blessed? Let me repeat that. Are you really being blessed? The subject for this month asks a simple question, but it's also a complex question. That question is, when you look at the totality of your life, can you say that it is one that indicates you are being blessed by God, or is it that you are being blessed by God? Now, as you can see, it appears that I have made a mistake in my question, when in reality, I haven't. There is a big difference between being blessed by God and being blessed with a capital B. By God. The first blessed is a small b. Now, let me explain what I'm talking about. If you are alive, you are blessed. If you have good health, you are blessed. If you have a roof over your head, food on your table, clothes on your back, you are blessed. If you are able to provide for your family, that too is a blessing. There are many other narratives that can be mentioned that qualify as blessings from God. Even though you may be lacking in one or more of these things to a greater or lesser extent, the fact that you are still alive shows that God is blessing you. Every day you are able to wake up is another blessing from God, who is in control of everything that happens to every living thing on this earth. And herein is the key to my original question. With God being in control of everything that happens to every living thing, that means He blesses all of us, irregardless of our race, gender, age, or even our moral standing with Him. It does not matter who you are, if you are alive, you are blessed. However, if you consider the fact that He blesses the righteous and the unrighteous as well with life, health, and strength as He does with all the animals, then you are not getting anything more than He gives anyone or anything else. In His Sermon on the Mount, as recorded in Matthew chapter number 6, verses 25 through 34, Jesus compares what God does for the birds and for the flowers and the grass and what He does for man. He tells us how God provides food for the birds and how He dresses all the different flowers and the grass, and none of these things do anything to deserve what He does for them. He then lets us know that we are far more important to Him than any of these things, and as such, we don't have any reason to worry about what we shall have to wear or what we shall have to eat, because He will provide them for us. So as you can see, if He does all these things for us, then we can truly say we are blessed by God for essentially doing absolutely nothing to deserve it. However, there is a state of blessing with a capital B that comes to us for doing things that are pleasing to Him. This type of blessing with a capital B is far higher and with more benefits than that which is common or the carnal or common individual can receive. This type of blessing comes from our obedience to Him and His Word, Jesus Christ. Let's look at it from the standpoint of natural human interactions. In just about every situation where two or more people interact with each other in a civilized manner, you will see that they each treat each other with dignity and respect. They do this because each of them realizes that they are equal to each other as designed by God. Neither of them has an opinion that they are better than the other based on purely on their physical characteristics. To do so means that they think God has put them in a position of being superior to others, which would mean God showed favoritism to one over the other or others. This, my friends, is what lies at the core of our problems, both in this nation and the world. You see, if God has created all of us as being equal, than for any person to feel that God has created them superior to other men or women would mean that he is unfair and a liar and is not worthy of our honor and praise. Now, the only time any person could be considered as being better or more favored or more important or more honored by God is through their actions or positions. Let's look at the position or look at the relationship between parents and their children. Being a parent is a position that is ordained by God. And as such, the parent has a higher authority and role of importance with him than their children. It is up to the parent to teach the child how to live a life that is in line with God's will and purpose for their lives. Being a parent is another one of those blessings that God provides to all of us. We don't really have to do anything other than what is natural to become a parent. However, what we do as parents will determine how much more blessings we will receive from him. The Bible tells us in Psalms 127 and verse number 3, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." Notice how children are described. They are described as an heritage of the Lord. That means, in its basic definition, that they are extensions of himself. And this is as it should be, because we are all made in his image. But because they are children, their position is one that requires them to be obedient to the parent. Now, the more a child is obedient and pleasing to their parent, the more likely the parent will reward them with something that is over and above what the child would get for just being average. When it comes down to the fact that parents have more than one child, then the parents need to treat all of their children the same way. While providing the basics like food, shelter, and clothing, good parents will reward obedience over disobedience. And the child that is the most obedient and pleasing will get better rewards than the others. Thus, we can begin to see the relationship between parents and their children as it compares to God and his creation, mankind. Even though God has created us all equal, he sets the example of rewarding our obedience with more blessings than those that are not obedient to him. Or we can take a look at another familiar relationship, the one between an employer and an employee. As I mentioned earlier, no person is in any better than any other person except for the position or the actions of that individual. Now, obviously, if an individual is going to work for someone else, then that individual is required to be obedient to the person they are working for. Even though everyone is equal, the foreman or boss is deemed to be more important to the company than the employee, the regular employee. I've told the story before. When I worked at Chrysler, I had a foreman that I used to joke around with. Our relationship was such that when we ran into each other out on the street, I saw him as just another person. And as such, I didn't have to do anything that he would tell me to do. I would tell him to go take a long walk on a short pier. However, as soon as we got in the plant and I punched my time card, if he told me to jump, the only thing I could say is, how high? What made the difference is our positions. When it comes to God, the same thing holds true. It's about your position. If you are not a Christian, meaning you are not saved, you are a person like anyone else that is in your same position. And therefore, the only thing you can get from God as far as blessings go is what He provides for all mankind and the animals. God will provide the basics to allow you to live, and that's about it. However, when a person gets saved, they enter into a position whereby they agree to be obedient to Jesus Christ, and therefore a whole new realm of blessings, capital B, is opened up to them. These blessings go far beyond what the average unsaved individual can even imagine. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 9, it says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor hear, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." Look at this passage of Scripture carefully. It starts out by saying that there are things that God has for the Christian that go far beyond what man can even think of having. But the last part lets us know that these things are only available to those that love Him. And naturally, if you love Him, you're going to be obedient to Him. You see, as I mentioned earlier, you don't have to love God to get the general blessings, the small b, that He provides for everyone and thing. But in order to get these other blessings with the capital B, you have to love and be obedient to Jesus Christ. And why Jesus Christ? because in order to get saved, we are commanded to believe in him, Jesus Christ. You go to St. John chapter 3, verse number 16, and see what it says there. That ought to answer your question. Doing so is a sign that we love him. This action falls in line with the relationship between parents and their children and the employer and their employees. It all has to do, once again, with position. God becomes our Father. Jesus becomes our Lord. Jesus goes on to ask a question in Luke chapter 6, verse number 46. He says, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" The reason for this is many people go around talking about that they're saved and that Jesus is their Lord. However, their actions tell an entirely different story. They are involved with and support all types of things and people that have no regard for him, talking about God or Jesus Christ, and are actually engaged in open warfare with him and those that are obedient to him. Are you one of those that are guilty? If so, you can change all that right now by asking him to forgive you and turn from your wicked ways and accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. This goes for a lot of you church folks, especially, who have been just as wicked as those that have no regard for the Word of God. You know who you are, out there playing church. It doesn't take any long drawn out prayer to get right with God as much as it does a sincere heart. God has blessed you to see another year, as well as he has everyone else, and that is a blessing. Now all you need to do is change your position with him and gain access to all the rest of those blessings that he has in store for you. And I said, since this is the first, this was for January 2020, I ended with Happy New Year and blessings, capital B, to you. Well, that is the end of our message here. And now I say it's quite simple. But it's something that, you know, you need to take heed to. Like I said, you know, God blesses everybody, the animals, the birds, the bees, the trees, the lilies of the field, and everything else, living or in or other, all living creatures and plants and things like that. God blesses. So that's nothing special. The problem is, the thing is, to get those super blessings, the blessings with the capital B, like divine healing and miracles working in your life, and protection from a lot of sicknesses and diseases that are running rampant throughout the community and throughout the world and in your neighborhood, crime and all that other stuff. God can protect you from all of that. As his child, he can do that. Now, if you're not his child, then basically you have to be out there on your own. God will afford you some protection, because like he knows what he may have in store for you in your life, he works with you like he did with me. I mean, because I was one of the biggest devils walking the streets of the city of Detroit. And on several cases, I found myself on the business end of a gun. One time in a dark alley in my car, and another time in an after hours joint, and another time my girlfriend, one of the girls that I was going with at the time, went over to her brother's house or something. They got in an argument. He pulled out a gun, was going to shoot both of us. I mean, you know, but God at the time, see, I wasn't saved at that time when all that stuff happened. But God saw me down the road and he moved to intervene to make sure nothing happened to me. But then, too, that also goes to this fact, too. A lot of times we get blessed because somebody that does have connection to him is praying for those of us that are out here in the world that are unsaved and don't know God. And that could be another reason for your blessing. But the thing is, in this message here, I'm talking about when you get to the point where you can call on God and God will answer your prayer because you are his child, versus somebody that if you running down this, if you happen to be confronted by a man with a gun and you yell out, "God help me." Well, see, then now you running the risk he may or may not help you. But, you know, it's all part and parcel of whether or not how your life has been. So you get in the point, there's blessings with the small b that everybody and everything gets. Then there's the blessing with the capital B, which only comes to his children. So I hope you got something out of that message. And in closing, as I always say, may God bless you and your families real good until we get together next time. Good day.